Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 7th chapter, text number 26, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 23rd, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Kimidam sit kuto veti deva deva nabedmi aham sarvato mukhamayati teja paramadharu. So, Asatthamas Brahmastra. We have discussed about Brahmastra. It is almost similar to the modern nuclear weapon or bomb, but it is made with chemicals, but this Brahmastra is made a mantra. That is the subtle way. Modern science has not reached to that point of subtle existence. Therefore, they cannot understand how transmigration of the soul takes place. Modern science has no knowledge, imperfect knowledge. They see the gross body, but they have no knowledge about the subtle body. But the subtle body is there. Just like we do not see your mind, but I know that you have got mind. You do not see my mind, but you know that I have got mind. Mind, intelligence and ego. My conception, identity, I am, that conception is there. That is ego. And my intelligence and my mind, you cannot see, neither I can see. Therefore, how the mind, intelligence and personal identity or egotism carries the soul to other body, they do not see it. They cannot see it. They see the gross body is stopped. Everything is stopped. The gross body is burnt into ashes, therefore they think everything is finished. Vasibhutasya dehasya kuta punaragamana bhavet. The atheist class, they will think like that. Mane, with poor fund of knowledge, they think that I see the body is now burnt into ashes. Then where is the soul? So there is no soul, there is no God. It is all imagination. But not the fact, not that is the fact. The fact is that the gross body is finished. But the subtle body is there. Mauna buddhi ahanka. Bhumi rapa nalo vayu khangamano buddhi devacu. Aparayam itasu vidhimi pagiting para. So, the action and reaction of the subtle thing, subtle matter. Mind is also matter, but subtle matter. Very fine. Just like sky, ether. Ether is also matter, but it is very subtle, fine. And finer than the ether is the mind. And the finer than the mind is the intelligence. And finer than the intelligence is my egotism, I am, this conception. So they have no knowledge. Therefore, they can manufacture weapon or bomb with the gross things, bhumi rapa anada, the chemicals, that is gross. But this Brahmastra is not gross. This is also material, but it is made of subtle things, mind, intelligence and ego. Therefore, Arjuna is asking Krishna, I do not know where from it is coming, where from this such high temperature is coming. It is stated here, Teja Parama Dharuna. The temperature is so high, intolerable. So, we should ask the authority. Krishna is the best authority. So, Arjuna is asking from him, Kimidam Sit Puto Veti. My dear Krishna, where from this temperature is coming? Kimidam Deva Deva. Why is asking to Krishna? Because Krishna is the Deva Deva. Here we have got many millions of different varieties of life. 8,400,000 varieties of life. Out of them, we human form of life, and above this, the demigods in the higher planetary system. Their standard of living, their duration of life is many, many times higher, superior than ours. Just like our standard of life, we are human beings. It is better than the uncivilized man. And the uncivilized man's standard of life is better than the animal life. Nūnaga mahatāṅga tattra jīva jīvasya jīvanam. The uncivilized man, they cannot produce food, therefore they kill animals. In the forest they live, and they kill some animals and eat. They have no such knowledge that the forest can be cleared and we can till the ground and we can get very nice foodstuff, food grains, vegetables, so many things, krishi, agriculture. So the land is there, but this uncivilized man does not know how to get the necessities of life from land. They do not know. Otherwise, in the land, everything is there. It is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Sarvadugha Mahi. Sarvadugha. Sarvakama Dugha Mahi. Kama. Kama means the necessities. We can get all the necessities of our life from the land. The land is so important. But they all. The uncivilized man, they do not know how to utilize the land. Therefore, they commit sinful activities for their existence. Instead of utilizing land for the necessities of life, unnecessarily, although they are civilized, they should not have done so. They are killing animals. Animal killing is for the uncivilized man. One who cannot get the necessities of life by intelligence, just like modern civilized man. They are getting, suppose, so many machines, say motor car, a very useful vehicle. But where from it is obtained? From the land? What is the motor car ingredients? It is a combination of matter, earth, water, air, fire. You get iron, put it to the fire, and melt it, and then get the wheel. Similarly, so many things. Tejo barimit vinimayam. Material civilization means tejo barimit vinimayam. Exchange of fire, water, and earth. That's all. It is just like you see nice doll. What is this nice doll? Tejo barimit vinimayam. There is earth, water, fire. You mix the earth with water and make it a nice doll and put it in the fire and then color it. It will appear just like a very, very beautiful girl. But it is not the fact. Similarly, the whole material world is nothing but an imitation of the spiritual world by intermixture of earth, water and fire. And nothing else. But because we are not beyond this material existence, we are in the material, I am identifying with this body. Therefore, I am thinking that after the finish of this body, everything is finished. This is asceticism, atheism. But Krishna gives information. Na harnate hannamani sarire. This is right information. Krishna, the supreme authority, gives you the information that don't think that this body is finished, therefore everything is finished. No, not everything finished. The soul is being carried by the subtle body. The example is given just like when the air passes through the rose garden and you smell very nice fragrance. You cannot see what is that fragrance, but you experience that there is some fragrance. Where from? Sometimes you inquire, where from this fragrance coming? You cannot see. Similarly, the soul is very, very small, small particle of the same ingredient as Krishna. Mamaivangsa jiva. Jiva is very small particle of the same ingredient as Krishna's birth. Satchidananda vigraha. Ishara parama Krishna. Satchidananda vigraha. So we have got our vigraha. Very small. That is also stated in the Shastra. Kesagra sadabhagasya sadadha kalpitasya. 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair. We cannot even imagine what is the length and breadth of the hair. But the soul is 1/10,000 part. So how you can see the soul? That small particle is being carried by the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego. And it is pushed through the semina of the father into the womb of the mother, and another body is manufactured in due course of time and it comes out and works. This is called transmigration of the soul from one body to another. That body is given by superior examination. Jamaraj fixes up what kind of body this soul will get. Karmana daivana trena. Just like in the court, there is case and the magistrate decides what kind of punishment this criminal should be awarded. So similarly, here in this material world, we are simply engaged in sinful activities. Here the so-called pious and impious, that is simply imagination. Really, if I am actually pious, I should not get this material body. Just like to remain in the prison house means criminal. You may be a first-class prisoner, it doesn't matter. But you are a prisoner, you are a criminal. Sometimes the big politicians, they are put into the jail, and they are given all comforts. But that does not mean he is not a criminal. He is a criminal. Either he may be Gandhi or anyone. Because he is put into the jail, he is a criminal. Similarly, anyone who is enwrapped with this material body, he is a criminal. Either he may be in the heavenly planet, or in this earthly planet, or in the cats and dogs life, or insects, or aquatics, there are varieties of life. Every one of us, as long as we are put into this material body, it is to be understood that we are all criminals. Therefore, Krishna said, Jisham tu antagatam papam janānāṁ puṇya-karmānāṁ tīdannamaha nirmuktya bhajanti māṁ dhiravṛtā. The Krishna bhajan is not so easy thing. Jisham tu antagatam papam. One who is completely free from the reaction of papa, he cannot take to Krishna consciousness. But in the ordinary way, karma, according to karma, just like you are working to earn some money, businessman, karma. So ordinary way, you have to work very hard, day and night, to get some money. Suppose if you want 1 lakh rupees or 1 crore rupees, you have to work for it. But there is another way. Suppose one rich man gives you that you haven't got to work. Take this 1 lakh rupees or 1 crore rupees. You take it. There is another way. Ordinary way to accumulate crores or rupees, it may not be possible in your life. But if some friend or some rich man becomes kind upon you and delivers you, take it. You can get it immediately, without any hard labor. Similarly, Krishna, the supreme rich man, supreme rich being, is offering you. Sarva-dharmān parityajyamāṁ. You haven't got to do anything. Come on, you surrender unto me, and I give you immediately liberation. Ahankvā sarva-pāpebhā makhuṣyāmi. Māsucha. There is no anxiety. So, that is Krishna. He can give you immediately liberation. Simply, you have to surrender. Therefore, he is deva-deva. Sometimes we go to this demigod, to that demigod for some material perfection or ultimate liberation. But Krishna can give you liberation within a second. That is Krishna. Within a second. Otherwise, it is not very easy. Arujjakrichena paranga padanga tata patanti adha anādhita dusmadaṅghaya. The jnanis, they are trying for liberation and undergoing very severe type of austerity and penances. Kṛcchena. Kṛcchena means very severe type of austerities they undergo, but still they fall down. Arujya kṛcchena parang padang tata patanti adha anadita dusmadanghaya, one who does not understand Krishna, then his knowledge, his so-called gyan, maybe to some extent it is perfect, but it is not completely perfect. Completely perfect will be possible when you understand Krishna. So if you go on the ordinary way from the karma platform to jnana platform, from jnana platform to yoga platform, but ultimately you have to come to the bhakti platform. If you do not come to the bhakti platform, then there is no question of liberation. That is not possible. You can get better position by karma, jnana, yoga. Suppose a yogi, he can achieve many wonderful things. Suppose we can fly in the sky by airplane, many hundreds of miles we can. But a yogi, within a second, he can reach even the sun planet. That yogic perfection is there. Prapti siddhi, it is called prapti siddhi. A perfect yogi, simply by catching the beam of sunlight, he can go to the sun planet. He can go to the moon planet within a second. That is called yoga siddhi. But even if you go to the sun planet and moon planet by yoga siddhi or material science, then what is the profit? There is no profit. Krishna says, Abrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartina arjuna. Even if you approach the topmost planet, Brahma Lok, you have to come back again. Again come back, again become grass, and again be eaten by cows, and again somebody drinks milk, and he gets the semina, again gives you birth in the womb of Homer. These subtle laws, they do not know how things are happening in the subtle ways. Therefore, Arjuna knows, but for our education, he is asking Krishna, the word from this high temperature is coming. Kimiram sit kutuveti devadeva namedmiya. We cannot understand. It is not possible. So many things are there, even in this material world. We cannot understand. We cannot get full information. But if we take Krishna's instruction, he is giving personally the instruction in the Bhagavad Gita, if we take care of them, then we can understand everything very easily. Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that simply by understanding Krishna, you can understand everything. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamidam vijñātam bhavanti. So this is the all perfect knowledge, perfect culture, perfect advancement of civilization. So everyone should take to it, and all questions should be answered by Krishna. You take it and become a perfect man. Thank you very much.